Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
She grew up on a chicken farm, and my eggs are still fresh.
She said, I hate saying I'm 65 because aging sucks and I'm eccentric. She's quacking him, going quack, 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 quack.
I'm like, this is wonderful.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Oh, it's a new show and I'm a little nervous. I'm like Kathy, just praying to get that rose.
Great. I need that rose. I need it.
I'm going to say, keep saying the name Kathy. 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 Not with a C, with a K. With a K. With a K, Gary. With a K.
Kathy. I'm not like that other Kathy with a C. She loves chocolate. I want golden dick. Golden dick.
Golden dick, golden dick. He comes at me with his golden penis. Golden dick.
Wow, 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 wow. This is Reality Gaze, and we're jumping into a new show on ABC called The Golden Bachelor. Here we are.
And I've got to say, right away, it felt like when I first heard Cat Stevens, I went, wait, this is someone I've heard of.
Oh,
this is music that's not from Pond 5. I went, is this what finally being elevated from the kids' table feels like?
I wrote the same thing! I wrote, like, I was like,
I heard Cat Stevens, and I'm like, that's Cat Stevens.
Wait a minute. I know this song.
This isn't, I've finally been waiting for all my life. I finally found someone who knows me right. Yeah.
Yes.
Like every, we cover 90 Beyonce if you don't know us. And everything is this horrible, rights-free, generic garbage.
TLC does not have the budget of ABC. Let me tell you. Most of the songs on TLC kind of sound like Faith's song that she sang to Gary with her guitar.
Yeah. It did.
This is a different venture for us, period. Because I think
it's our first Bachelor show.
Yes. And forever. You know, we cover a lot of reality TV, but a lot of our reality shows are filmed in kind of a, again, they're from the mind of Matt Sharp. Yeah,
kind of docu-series.
And this, and The Bachelor, as many of you know, it's not that show. It is much more slickly produced, much more.
And more presentational, and yeah.
So, but that said, watching this, I thought was, for me, it was a breath of fresh air. It was nice to watch. It was fun.
Yeah.
We should say
who we are. I just realized this.
Well, where were the reality gays, right?
But who we are.
Oh. Well, I'm Maddie, aka Matt, aka Maddie, and you are?
I am Susan. and I look like Chita Rivera.
I wrote Susan, and I every time she comes on the set, I'm like, it looks like Suzanne Pleshette with short hair.
Oh, no, honey, you don't know who Susan Pleshette is. No, the voice is not the same.
Oh,
I disagree.
That voice, that gravelly voice sounds the same
to
me.
No, it's not even close.
It sounds familiar to me.
It's Chita Rivera.
See, I'm Maddie, and he's a bitch. That's what you need to know. AKA,
I'm gonna call you out when it's wrong. Your comparisons are sometimes wrong.
I don't see the look maybe of Chita Rivera, but she doesn't talk like her at all.
Yeah, Suzanne Pleshette has a really low gravelly voice.
She does have a low gravelly. I think we both can do better if I'm honest. Jake,
that may be fair.
Jake Anthony, AKA Poodle, y'all. So I've done a little bit of Bachelor stuff with other people, but this is our first time. Poodle, tell them
and
why.
I've watched it for a long time.
Tell them why we wanted to jump into this.
I was around in Alex's first season, and Aaron Berge, Andrew Firestone, the ones who are now like married. They've married like four times since that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think I stopped when. Oh God, I kind of watched off and on. I dipped out during Ari's season. It was so oily.
Mm.
When they became oily, it was too hard to watch.
So I think
a lot of oily bachelors.
That's what I know. There's going to be drama, but there's something that I love. It's sometimes a little sweet, but I wanted to choose this because older people fascinate me. I just love. I think it
sounds like a fetish.
No, not a fetish. I've never dated anybody older, but no, it's just. I think they just have so much more perspective in their life, and it helps remind me not to take my own shit so seriously, like mm-hmm. kind of this too will pass. But also, I'm sure this will probably change if this show continues to have more seasons. But right now, I just felt like there was I don't know if earnestness is the word to this show.
I agree. I just hope we'll get someone like Rick from Marrying Millions soon.
Someone just really terrible.
And when'll be the time when we actually have a health emergency? Like someone,
yes,
like he's like fucking somebody and too much Viagra.
Yeah.
You just see an EMS come up.
Yes, yes, yeah. Just and they're actually now they're part of the cast. They're just here,
and he has to. So someone has a stroke, and mm-hmm. their healthcare worker becomes part of the.
I'm
the
sure.
Cast.
Can you imagine? Because when you're on set, a lot of times someone will have to like someone. Sometimes not always, but sometimes they'll have to like hold medications to make sure nobody gets their medication stolen mm-hmm. or anything.
Yeah,
they might have to have a cast nurse like in summer camp.
Someone just come in. It's like a piss dispenser. It's like pop, 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 and they all open their mouths and everybody gets a Boniva. Everybody gets a Boniva.
I do think this should be sponsored by Viagra. Why not?
Yeah, something like that.
Why not? Okay, so it opens with smartly done. Like we see he's getting ready, and we see the hearing aids.
He's putting on his hearing aid.
Again, this isn't his real house. I don't know where he's getting ready. I don't know.
It's somewhere in Napa, it looks
like. I don't know if you've watched recently, but the Bachelor sets are just horrendous. They look like
it's Ralph, very Olive Garden.
I was going to say like Ralph, like someone like thought they were Ralph Lauren and thought they were creating Ralph Lauren, but it's some guy named just Tony Lauren who... who used to
Ralph
work at
Lauren? It's not named Ralph Lauren.
Well, yeah, he's Ralph Lauren. I know, but
no, that's not his name.
Oh yeah, his name is I forgot. It's a Jewish name. That's why he changed it, right?
Yeah.
So Tony Lauren, the famous decorator of Olive Garden, decided mm-hmm. to just decorate. And I already knew when you see him getting ready, we see just this. One picture just sitting on the mantle. It almost looks like it's so plain everywhere else. It almost looks like when you're in high school theater and they just do the least in the set dressing.
Yeah, with just one picture and the rest of the place is. Maybe you didn't think this. When he picked up the picture, he says, I'm Gary, and today is the first day of the rest of my life. 43 years of marriage to my high school sweetheart. Very typical and beautiful life. And it says Tony. And all I can think of is That looks like Ronnie Caram in his female character.
As Nancy?
As Nancy.
Shout out! Still watch what crappens.
That's the only thing I could see is Ronnie Caram's face that was made into a woman.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
She's pretty, but so is Ronnie as a woman.
Ronnie's, I love Nancy.
It's this kind of, I promise you, y'all, take a look at that Tony face and try to imagine Ronnie Caram with a short feminine cut.
I enjoyed that they used a 1990s glamour shot.
Yes, my mother very much so.
She has the same picture, same shirt, and holding the lapel right after she got divorced.
I love that. There's always a Western wear component.
Yes.
And they're always holding the lapels, very much filtered.
Yes.
Yes. So Tony retired in 2017, and we had our dream house. Literally, they closed the house. She was sick.
On June 6th. And then on July 7th, he took her to the emergency room, and she never
left. Bacterial infection affected her kidneys and liver. She died 7 days later.
He's sobbing. Are you crying? You're usually the crier. Were you crying at this?
I was touched. You can tell he's a good... excuse me. We apologize for our voices, y'all. We've just come off of a week in New York and lots of flying, and my voice is trashed. So... Yeah. I was moved. I've seen the same kind of thing before, with widowers, but like it sounds like a horrible thing that he went through.
But so, yes, it sounds horrible. It didn't help that they keep playing some soundtrack from Legends of the Fall or James Horner thing over and over.
I couldn't figure it out what this, it was. It was like this epic it's from a movie. Film score.
It's from
was
a
it
movie.
Like a river runs through it.
We know it's a movie that we've known before. They recycled
or like
movie
Lonesome
music.
Lonesome Dove. Yeah,
it's
or...
something we've seen before. I know it. I listened to it like four times. I went back at one point and I went, I know that music. Too.
And it's not like Night at Fiancé where it's something that sounds like it. I'm like, no, this is really that film score.
No, this is really that film. Well, yeah, like, they didn't have the
I'm
person
I'm constantly
say,
pond, shocked.
Pond 5.
Pond 5.
Pond 5. They didn't have that.
And he does say, I just want the person who can lay down beside you at night and not have anything to say. And that's love. And I was like, it is love that the person will just shut the fuck up and not talk to you.
It is. Now, he's 71 years old. He's got daughters and granddaughters. We see them. I got to say, first of all, just by look, we're going to, because he's a handsome guy. He does not look 71. I thought, God, it just shows my dad died at 71 and he did not look like that. But also, this guy either has no gray hair or the best hair dye job ever.
You know, some people can do it. Some people don't go gray.
I don't think
he does.
I started
going gray in my 20s.
Same, but it's a good, hair sissies, y'all, we call our listeners sissies if you're new. Hair sissies, come at us. Is this a dye job or is this, I couldn't tell.
I know nothing about hair. I just know when I like it, when I don't.
Yeah,
that's true. I will say, his speaking voice has a little bit of Barney in it. And maybe it's because he's from Indiana.
Oh,
I don't know.
Likes
it's
basketball.
It's a little Hoosier. Yeah.
Gonna meet the woman of my dreams. It's huge, huge. He sees, God, Jesse.
And it is
so
huge. It's a big old dick.
Gary?
Yes.
You think Gary? Oh.
Oh, come on. Of course he does.
He does look like he probably.
He's packing. That's when I think someone.
All those women
Susan
saw it
who
too.
Says, 6 inches is nothing. I'm like, girl.
Okay, we're going to get to that later.
It's at least 7.
I was very impressed that these bachelorettes are some dick pigs, and they weren't shy about it.
No.
We see a little bit of Jesse, who's just hot. God, he's hot to me.
You never saw his season, by the way.
I saw parts of his season, actually.
Yeah.
I knew him before just from, I don't know how, from sports shit. He's like one of the few, you got to be real hot for me to know that you're a sports person. And I knew who he was.
Played lacrosse, right?
Yeah. Like yeah. Yes.
Cricket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cricket.
And badminton.
Cricket.
Yeah. I think he actually invented pickleball.
The luge.
The luge.
The luge. Which,
Gary plays pickleball. Everybody plays pickleball now.
I'm sure it's great. I'm not going to play pickleball. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure it's wonderful.
I love tennis. I probably would like it. I'm just not. Yeah.
I'm afraid it would be presented to me in some way that where everyone would be having a good time. And if I wasn't good at it, I'd have to keep playing it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't like to do things I'm not good at.
That's true. But Gary would tell you we should always try to do things we're not good at because that's how we grow and learn.
Yeah.
And live life.
That positivity is going to grate on me. I'm going to tell you that as we keep going. I'm more of a fan of women like April. I'm here for someone who gives you a calendar, and every month is April.
And with you, they didn't really show the pictures, but you kind of paused. You could tell she filmed them all in front of a green screen,
yes!
And they were really bad backgrounds.
This was done at a copy mat.
Oh, it was done in a copy mat.
Yeah.
It was.
And she did it on Saturday mornings right after her water aerobics class.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
There's a little bit of we get the excuse me. We get the women coming in, the meeting through the limos.
Yes, our limo.
And
arrived.
There's a lot of, as they say on Drag Queens, got a lot of filler queens who we're never gonna meet.
Never, as ever going to meet. Yeah. We're going to get, we will say, Edith is the first one. She comes out in this beautiful gold dress with this train.
A lustrous white mane of hair,
oh,
I wrote.
She's gorgeous. She is stunning. And they pop these gold confetti things to start the party. She's like, it's a fiesta.
I got to say, though, just to take issue with this. Very few people can pull off that gold color.
Oh.
And I don't know if her skin's really right for it. But it, yeah.
I didn't mind it on her. I think with the
hair helps.
The hair helped. If she had dark hair, I think it would be too much.
It's a little gauche. That gold color.
I guarantee you, I bet it wasn't her choice. I bet the people said that you're on the Golden Bachelor, Edith, and if you're the first person, you're wearing a gold dress. We gotta hit this theme.
I got
golden,
you.
Golden.
Moving on to Ellen, who's 71. Roberta, we made it.
No, not Roberta. Roberta. Roberta.
Roberta.
Roberta. We made it.
Roberta. We made it.
This woman is, what is that accent, Poodle? Is it Jersey? Like
it's a Jersey accent.
Yeah.
Where they put an R on everything. But
yeah.
Like, who's Roberta? Well, this is the thing. We've been best friends for 60 years, and she has cancer. And I got to say, I know a scam when I see one. ain't nothing that a man's going to remember better than you screaming Roberta and a friend who has cancer. Wait. You will always be that. So trust me, I know a cancer scam because I was sold one like 3 years ago.
Yeah, when my dad had it.
Allegedly.
So you think Roberta.
Here's what Tinfoil Hattie thinks.
Okay.
My conspiracy theory alter ego drag queen.
Okay.
Tinfoil Hattie believes they don't even know each other.
Roberta and Ellen.
Okay. This is a woman, Roberta did a casting call. Sorry, Ellen did a casting call for Roberta.
Ah, okay.
And a woman who looked good with a shaved head and liked to wear a jaunty fedora.
Okay.
And then she's going to split some of the money that she gets from him. They win money on this show, right? They win money.
Are they
on the Golden Bachelor?
No, they win each other.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
They win each other.
It's
a scam, y'all. She's a scammer.
Did you see at the end of the episode when they said this season's dedicated to Roberta who died?
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
okay,
I think it might
be real.
It was a nice touch to fake the woman's death.
Wow.
I think we're going to see her on this season. Spoiler alert, I think Jerry actually falls in love with Roberta.
And then she dies on him. Then he has to go through a death again?
she dies in his arms.
Is that when he says, like, in the video, I can't, because we saw this, that's, you know, when it. He's like, I can't do this anymore?
That's it, because the love of his life, Roberta, is now gone. And he marries Ellen regardless, and Ellen wins, murders Jerry, and then takes the money that he has.
Send your comments to Jake It or Fake It on social media, everybody.
Scam! She's a scammer.
I don't think it's a scam. However, I do think that she doesn't talk at all about finding love or looking for love. It does feel like she doesn't give a fuck about Jerry. She's just a Bachelor fan and wants to be on The Bachelor.
That's exactly what she's there
That's
for.
That's exactly what Ellen is there
and
for.
And the money, which There's she thinks no, he has.
No,
I think she. I think maybe she thinks ABC gives them like $500,000.
Maybe. Maybe she's like, she just doesn't know.
And she likes pickleball. And so does he.
Let's talk about the third limit. Let's talk about Sandra.
Hold on. Fuck!
Fuck my ass.
I screamed out.
When she did that, y'all, so this woman, Sandra, beautiful. 75 years.
God, she looks good for 75.
Beautiful red dress, and she's got this great hair and glasses, and she comes in, and she says, she looks at him, and she says, I'm awfully nervous, and when I get nervous, I need to take a couple of breaths, and that's when she breathes in, and he...
A zen practice.
You kind of see his face like, oh, God, this is going to be some weird shit, and that's when she just goes, something that we've doubt, but we imagine something like, fucking shit, motherfucker. And then she breathes in, and then Gary does it with her.
It's really funny. I think that cemented her getting on. Oh,
cemented. I love that this show, sometimes they, what I like that they're showing on Golden Bachelor is either they paint older people as being really goody-goodies and pious.
Yeah,
or prudes.
Or non-sexual.
And non-sexual, or completely oversexed. Oh, wait, no, I forgot about April. Never mind, they did that one.
Sandra,
yes.
Sandra. And she said, I'm energetic, I'm connected to my body, and I want intimacy. In other words, I'm ready to fuck.
I want that golden dick.
Yes, that Indiana Hoosier.
Hoosier daddy.
Leslie, 64, this was a genius way to walk out. I knew someone was going to do it. She dressed as a grandma, kind of like what I had on as I played Mrs. O'Leary in The Cow.
I wrote, this is what Jake would have done if he was on The Golden Bachelor.
This is exactly what I would have done.
She walks out, old lady, Moo Moo in a wig and a walker, and he says, do you need help? And then in poodle fashion, she says,
costume reveal, tear away.
And she says, what, poodle?
No, she's like, no, I'm a fitness instructor and a dancer.
No, that's not what she said. She said, do I look like I need help?
Oh, sorry.
What if she just ripped out the old lady and said, I'm a fitness instructor.
I'm a fitness instructor and dancer. And guess what? Prince and I used to date. He wrote Sexy Dancer about me.
Because she's from Minneapolis. Y'all, that means, y'all must say this now, because we're going to call them out. Leslie's going to be one of the crazy ones.
Thank God.
And they dance. We get some others. Marina, Christina.
His dancing is rough. Oh,
he's a terrible dancer.
He loves the chicken dance at weddings.
He does. So we get through a little poo-poo platter of women, like, Peggy, Joan, Natasha.
Filler queens who we're going to see for like three episodes and they're gone.
Nancy, who's 60, who wears a hearing aid too. But we get to Teresa, who is 70.
I have a B-day tonight. She reminds me of Dawn, but like without the accent, from Dawn and Cher from Smothered.
Oh, yeah.
I have a birthday tonight. Why not come in my birthday suit? And I was like, don't do this. Don't show... the grips, your breasts. that's what I was really worried about.
But she opens her black dress and she's wearing a really pretty nude tan dress.
Cute little, I thought it was called like a bodysuit. But and she's like, I love to garden and play with my grandsons. And it's been 9 years since her husband passed. And then April, already the star of the season. She grew up on a chicken farm, and my eggs are still fresh.
Still fresh. And she said, I hate saying I'm 65 because aging sucks and I'm eccentric. Y'all, that was in the same sentence.
Nothing's better than screaming I'm eccentric.
Again, tell me you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle.
And then she said, I've had 3 men really love me. And at one point, she just started slapping her own ass and clucking like a chicken.
She's quacking him, going, quack, 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 like, quack, quack.
I'm like, this is wonderful. I wish they were all like this.
She crazy too. Quack, 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 quack.
Moving on to Renee, who we're never going to see again because she comes in a kind of warm-up gear.
As soon as she came in a tracksuit, and she was, well, she does a, what I liked about Renee, she's a dick pig, because she goes, give me a G, A, or whatever, G-E-R, G-E-R, Jerry. She's like, and then she said something like, she's like, you're going to see me tonight and be in luck, G-R-R-Y. When you see me, you're going to want to marry me. So y'all get it? We thought she was going to, did anyone, I wonder if anybody watching at home.
If she had went, you're going to fuck.
Fuck.
and you see a grip drop their sandwich.
And you
their
see.
Their hoagie.
And you see Jesse just spit an Awkwafina take. Just. And then, you know, though, somebody watching at home was going,
word on television.
I've never seen that since Billy Crystal on Soap.
Just kidding. She didn't shit.
Then there's Susan 66, who I still say is Cheetah Rivera.
And I still say is giving me Suzanne Plachet. And we're both wrong, I think.
I don't know. Well, then who is it?
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
She's reminding us of somebody. I don't know. You know who she's giving, because I read this on the internet. Her goal in life, Susan's goal, is she wants to have dinner with, what's her name? She's dark hair. She looks just like her, the momager. What's her name?
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner, yes.
Again, Kris Jenner, not a what's her name. One of the most famous and best business people out there.
her, though. But she looks just like Kris Jenner. She like got the haircut and everything.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what she's going for. She's a. It's a more Italian look, though.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
So later on, we.
She's the one who says that she's comfortable with 6 inches.
Yes, we do see.
I'm not. I want 8.
I know. I was going to say 6 is nothing.
I've been railroaded so much down there. 6, I wouldn't even know it was happening.
It just feels like, are you fingering me? Well, is like, that what that is?
Like, is that your tongue? What is happening back there? No. No. Grab that baseball bat in the corner, please.
Is that the opening act? Then we do, if you watch Jimmy Kimmel at all, this is his Aunt Chippy. And I died. And she's like, are we there? I'll see you in hell.
I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel, and I did not know who this woman was. Yeah. But I assumed she was not going to be on the show because she was a person only dressed like when y'all. What's great about the show is they do have women that
it's a bat mitzvah outfit. Yeah.
Well, no, it's dressed like the way my Aunt Peggy and my Aunt Darla go to somebody's wedding.
Yes,
where I'm from, like,
very much so.
The way 70-year-old people dress where I'm from.
It's not a gown. She's 84 years old too.
She looks
good.
She's
like, I just said I wanted to meet the Bachelor. I'm in the wrong place.
It was funny. It was very funny.
We have Faith rides up on her motorcycle, shakes her hair, and says, I'm proof you can live fast and not die young.
She's this woman, y'all. She is in it to win it.
This woman does not look 61 years old.
No, she's had good work.
But what age would you say she was?
Oh, I would say she's probably like 54.
Yeah.
She looks good.
That's at the top. Like
most of these women look good. They're not all Hollywood types, at least, but they're also none of these women look like the women I know where I'm from in Oklahoma.
Right.
Do they look like any of the women you know from South Carolina that are in their 70s? I mean, think about it. That's our mother.
No.
Like, where we're from, I don't know if your mom does it, but my mom is always going to wear, like, a blouse within a light jacket she can put on over it to cover her arms.
My mother, we've talked about this before, my mother really enjoys mixing the two genres of animal print and Disney. Yeah. Like a Mickey Mouse t-shirt, but there's an animal print jacket. It's very Chico's, very White House Black Market.
My mother loves Chico's, and I don't think there was a Chico outfit one here.
No. And you know what? That's it, y'all. And Gary says, some of them really caught my attention. But especially when the smile goes all the way up to the eyes, and he means the vertical smile.
Wow. I hope, you know, this doesn't happen a lot of times on The Bachelor, but I hope some of these women get dicked down by Gary this season.
I think they're going to.
Because they don't have time, y'all. This, with the nurses telling them if their blood pressure's up, this might be it. Also, put a pin and smile in your eyes because that keeps coming up. And I just want to say he's very nice, but with the way he talks and Gary sometimes
kind of talk this way.
He also just will stare at people for long periods of time.
Is that what straight people do?
And he just doesn't
so
blink.
Long.
He doesn't blink a lot, and he's just staring, and he's got pretty eyes. I think that is what straight people, we might have to bring back straight people be crazy.
Is it just they just stare in each other's eyes, and there's no furtive glancing?
I guess.
Or how do they look around to see if there's someone else in the room they'd rather fuck?
Yeah, you're not really used to that. That's not really, you don't really stare at people's eyes. I think you're usually looking
You're staring at their lips so they'll kiss you.
Oh, I wasn't going to say I stared at their dick at all. I wasn't going to say that.
Not as romantic as mine.
Oh, yeah. You're looking you're looking around the corner to make sure their ex-boyfriend isn't there.
I'm looking to see who I've already looked at, I've already scoped at for most eligible bachelors and credit reports.
Yeah.
Yes. Who's going to be there? I've already looked through a catalog.
Yes, you have.
He basically says, he's like, I'm so nervous, ladies. In this room, there's so much beauty and poise and intellect. Poise is the word of the night.
It is.
And for some reason, it feels like a Miss America word.
That's what I literally, because I'm familiar with pageants because I've trained people.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, my friend was a Miss Commerce in 2001.
But you can't tell.
I've already told this story. But anyway, my cousin was a fourth runner at Miss Oklahoma. Y'all, my cousin Lolo, who taught me to sing. So I know pageants. Poise is a pageant word. That's all I wanted to say.
It feels strangely sterile. I don't know.
It depends on the context. Think if you had just had sex with some man and he threw you around the room and you're kind of were like a wild mountain lion trying to attack someone at Griffith Park. And then when you're finished and you're just covered in sweat and regret, he says, you really have, wow, what poise you had.
No one has ever told me I had poise.
I don't think you're gonna get that.
No. What it feels like? It feels like the kind of thing where that these women are like statues. It's like I don't know. It's like what's the guy who fell in love with a statue?
Not Narcissus. He
no, it's from My Fair
himself.
Lady.
Pygmalion?
Pygmalion, yeah. Oh. Wow, where did that come from?
I didn't know Pygmalion fell in love with a statue.
Yeah, that's he made the statue, the Greek myth.
Oh.
Yeah. And he fell in love with
look
it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
We need to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. So later on, of course, y'all, April, the chicken cuckoo is the first to say, can I steal you for a second? And we said this before, it's like a calendar. And she said, and everything is like a picture, like you said, it's very much from FedEx office. And it is green screen.
Yes.
And
I'm going to say this, she's a therapist. And that made me laugh because I went, I actually bet she's a good therapist because she's crazy and she thinks outside of the box.
Definitely my favorite. Then we have Ellen, the scammer. Who says,
by the way, April was talking. Y'all, April got up. Like, before Gary was even done, April said, hey, can I have you a word with you? And one of the ladies says, so it begins.
And,
but there, when
and
she's
woman's
talking,
like, she said she's never seen the show before. You gullible bitches.
Gullible. Of course she's going to say that. But whenever he said, April's talking to him, and you see the lady sitting there going, yeah, I think it's been long enough.
Yeah, well, this is more polite than normal. There would usually be one wine slur woman going, they've been talking too long. I want to go over there.
Well, they're all being more polite because they bring this up several times. This is the latest a lot of them have stayed up in a while. So they're very tired. Can you imagine?
Mannix is coming on very soon.
Yes.
And they need to.
Can you imagine the amount of CPAP machines they have to have just in everyone's room? I mean, for real.
No, it's true. Aging is real, and there's
real.
A reality.
So Ellen, she gets one-on-one time. It's the one-on-one time now. She gets one-on-one time with Gary, and she's like, you just grounded me. She's like, and
like my friend Roberta.
My friend Roberta says, never say never. Never say never. And Gary's like, well, you have my attention. Then we have, I think she's going to come in more. Natasha, I love her. Y'all, she is this black woman with a short kind of short haircut.
No. She's insane. She's
laughing
like a fool.
That's why I love her. Well, no, my Aunt Peggy used to do this. My Aunt Peggy
says, laugh with me.
My Aunt Peggy won't say laugh at you. My Aunt Peggy, she would do this to her daughter Kelly and to my Aunt Darla. This is back when Aunt Peggy and Darla were talking to one another. Because if Aunt Darla got to laughing, she would sometimes pee her pants because she would laugh so hard.
I see.
And then Aunt Peggy would make fun of her for peeing her pants. So Aunt Peggy would just look at Aunt Darla and go, and Aunt Darla go, don't you do it. Don't you do it. And then Aunt Peggy would just start building and be laughing so hard that Aunt Darla would start laughing and they were both crying. Like, she'd do this in the middle of the Mountain View Mall, right in front of the Buckle. She just start, and they're both just sobbing, laughing. And Aunt Darla's going, stop it. Stop it. You're going to make me pee my pants. You're going to make me pee my pants. And then she'd pee her pants. And then Aunt Peggy said, she just pissed herself in the mall and walk away. And Aunt Darla's just standing there.
That's just cruel.
Well,
sounds like
siblings.
And now they don't talk.
Don't talk.
Call each other slut.
They do.
Do that slut. Anyway, Ellen says, Roberta's a hunk. He's a hunk. Roberta. Sandra. I think Sandra.
Sandra.
Sandra, you're right.
It's like Sandra, it's like I always. Oh, I was gonna say like on the Cosby Huxtable, Sandra.
Oh, it is Sandra. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, she kind of disappointed me here because she asked him if he was okay with it.
Well, she said, "Were you okay with my chant?"
Yeah.
But I think what redeemed her is that then a roach or a bug comes up and she starts to scream and Gary kills it. And afterwards she said, well, I didn't even say fuck. And he laughed. So I think that impressed him because it was kind of off the cuff.
I enjoy her. She seems like a librarian who would just like quote Marquis de Sade to you.
I feel like the way she reminds me, it's very Jackie O with her hair, the big bouffant and everything.
That's not a bouffant, sweetie. A bouffant is like hairspray. Well,
big hair, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a big teased moment.
It is teased.
Yes. It's how I would wear my hair if I was a woman in my 70s.
I need to, later on, Susan is talking to Susan and saying, he says, if you could turn on a song right now, Susan, what would it be? And she was like, At Last. And I went, that's going to be his favorite song, too, because it's every person's favorite slow song. It's every person's.
It is. I knew you were going to have a problem. And guess what, y'all? It is. It's his favorite slow song. What are the odds?
This is like saying...
It's a wonderful song.
Who's your favorite, like, blonde jazz singer in the 2000s?
Diana Krall.
Mine's Diana Krall. That's mine!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh
yeah, that's true. Or
what's your favorite like $10 to $20 bottle of Chardonnay? Yellowtail, that's mine.
Yellowtail, that's only $6. I would have said Kim Crawford.
You're right. Or yeah, as my mother,
Kendall Jackson.
Y'all, some of y'all just got seen.
I look,
Mother Poodle loves a Kendall Jackson.
Couple of ice cubes in it. I'm not mad at a Kendall Jackson. Mm-hmm. Did your mother like some ice cubes in it as well?
Oh, of course. Out of a red Solo cup. pop it in there to go. My mom and dad pop it. They're taking Muffin for a gator ride. Pop some Kendall Jackson. Actually, my father makes his own wine now, which is finally getting better. He's only been doing it for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Turns out he had to buy actual good equipment.
Oh, which he didn't want it to at first.
No, didn't want to.
We have Faith. Faith sings her song. It's like a sweet. Oh, what See, kind of genre?
This is lesbian intimacy rock.
It does sound like that. Yeah. Thank you.
Very much. It sounds like it was written by Linda Perry.
Yeah.
But Linda Perry, if she was kicked in the head by a mule.
See you sitting here in the night. Could you be the man of my dreams if I'm right?
You're very calming, Jerry. That's because he just stares at you.
That's where I really notice him just staring and not blinking, going, oh, I love this song. Love it.
Yeah. And then Leslie is just dancing with him, and I was just like,
okay, I'm going to say this. They play, again, I was shocked that they play that song. You my little boot thing. You
song gets on my nerves fucking much.
Talk about. That guy's rich as fuck. But I wrote.
It's a TikTok song.
Y'all, it's officially on the Golden Bachelor. That means it's not cool to put this on your videos anymore on TikTok.
It's over.
It's over. It's done. That guy said, this is great. They're going to put my song on The Bachelor. I went, and there's the nail in the coffin.
The death knell is being on The Golden Bachelor. Yeah. They'll be, Carl Swipe will still start listening to it in a couple weeks.
It's true. Yeah.
Carl, I think I like this song. This is my, Shooter, go get my cassette player. Shooter, go get it.
Y'all, Shooter's her dog.
That was very expensive for them to use that song.
It was, yes. Yeah. Yes. They're all dancing.
I still can't get over the fact they're using real music.
I know. I know.
I need to point this out. I'm still kind of in a fog about it.
I know. It's shocking. So they're all dancing and they're happy until Jesse comes in with one rose, and then the ones that have watched the show go, fuck.
There's a lot of, oh, shoot. It's the first impression rose. Oh, my God. The first impression rose. As opposed to the first impression rosebud, which is a different kind of thing entirely for gay men.
Please don't put gay rosebud in your Bing search on your computer.
Don't do that.
You won't have that job for long.
No.
What did you think when Jeannie gave him a lamp and said, because I'm a real genie, I
two
can
on
grant
the nose.
Any
two can, on but, the nose,
but
honey.
Then she said, I can grant any wish and suck that golden dick.
I'd suck the paint right off of it.
It'd be pink when I'm finished.
Gold,
rose gold.
Anyway.
I was going to say, the next, I think, was Teresa. They have their moment, and that's when Teresa actually says, I stare when I get a little nervous. And I went, so does Gary.
And he says, I know you have two daughters. This is the weirdest thing. I guess they prompted him. They kind of gave him, because they hadn't talked yet.
I guess, yeah.
And he's like, I want to read something. I'm sorry. She said this. She knew this. I know you have two daughters to him, and I want to read you something my daughter wrote me. Mom, I know you've got a body that won't quit, and you're very, very moist down there, not
still,
at all dry.
Still.
And when you need to get food in your teeth, and you can squirt.
Wow.
It felt like she was just using the daughter's words.
Mom, I remember when you and Dad were married, being in high school and just hearing you ride his junk the whole night.
Yukes totally satisfied my father.
Yeah, and you
the
can,
entire.
Yes. And you can still do that because I've seen what you've done to an apple.
It kind of felt that way.
It did.
And then, so he's like, I've got a little something for you. It's a cupcake for your birthday. It does kind of sound like Barney. And he's like, think about your wish. I don't have to think hard.
And then he says, if I take a bite and get icing all over my mouth, will you clean it up? And I went, oh, Gary. That made me clutch my pearls.
It was something about the phrase clean it up that bothered me.
Because you've like, heard it in a different context?
No, it just would see her. I didn't picture her kissing him. I pictured her taking her tongue and cleaning the icing off of his mouth like a giraffe tongue.
You got to stop that dungeon play.
You've
been doing that dungeon play too
long.
Don't
tell me to stop it. It gets even worse.
What was she supposed to be on a leash in a pup mask?
But then, y'all, she just plants one on him. And I was like, I guess she's staying.
I guess they're kissing. And that is my favorite picture was especially Kathy and all of them. You see Kathy's face go, gunk, gunk, and she's looking. And she,
I don't want to look.
I don't want to look.
It's always my favorite part is the women who are panicked about not being chosen.
Oh, God.
So Faith, guess what, gets the first impression rose. Not because you rode in on a motorcycle or sang a song to me, but because of the way you're making me feel special right now.
Right. It does sound like it. The way they tell it sounds just because at this age, it sounds like we're doing an episode of Sesame Street talking about feelings.
He does have that voice.
Like Snuffleupagus is just going to come out at any moment. And they're all going to leave Gary because Snuffleupagus has a huge deal.
Because they know it's important in life. And later on, they smash. And then there's the rose ceremony. Basically, y'all, the big targets we've already seen, with the exception of people like Joan, who we haven't met, the Ellen, Teresa, Leslie... April, Sandra,
Natasha, Joan, Christina,
but
Edith.
We don't know any of these people. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Just a bunch.
And
Peggy, I didn't know there was a Peggy.
No. And Susan, by the way, is losing her shit. And actually, she's
no. It's Kathy first. It's Kathy is.
Oh, I wasn't going these in order. I wasn't even gonna say a lot of them.
Oh, it's just like Kathy loses her shit first, but then she gets a rose, and then Susan. Go ahead to talk about Susan.
So. Then it is Susan, and everyone else is devastated. Especially the woman who reminded me a little bit of Ann Dowd. She just wanted to leave. And I wrote down the word of the night is poised.
And guess what?
That
woman in a tracksuit went home. Also, Bachelor of Lore, Matt. Who was he? Was the first Black Bachelor, right? I think Matt was the first one. Yeah,
but
his mom was there, and she went home.
Oh, his mom did. You're right.
She went home. She did not get picked. So she kind of looked like Celine Dion's older aunt. She had a really gorgeous dress, but she's very kind of swan-like.
She kind of had the personality like Matt.
Yeah,
which was zero. Did you watch that season?
I tried, and I watched like three episodes. He was so boring.
So beautiful, but zero personality. Zero. It's almost like they didn't do a camera test.
No. I'm still at Avon. He's still my favorite. And then something happened that I know here at Reality Gaze, we've never experienced watching a TLC show. They played motherfucking Journey.
I had to take a moment and I went, this feels right, but it feels like this would happen in a movie, not a shitty reality show.
And I was like, is this the new Journey? The guy like with the new singer? No.
It's Steve fucking motherfucking fucking Perry.
Fucking, you sounded like Sandra. But so excuse us, but we're just not used to network television.
I'm still starstruck by this music choice. More than anybody. I'm still struck by the music choices. That whatever it was, River Runs Through It, I don't know what it was. That soundtrack laid me out.
Laid you out.
I can't, someone come at us and tell us what it was. I'm not sure. It was something epic, but it was a film score.
Okay, so
I don't know if you can hear the ladders that are being thrown.
We can. We better wrap this up. Real quick, top two. Who do you think are going to be your top two bachelorettes? We don't have a lot of evidence, but it's the first episode. We should take a guess.
Ellen, the scammer, with Roberta.
Roberta.
I'm going to say also, I think Sandra's going to go far.
Sandra's going to go far. Okay. I'm going to say, I think Faith.
Yeah, Faith.
I think also, Faith is going to go far.
Teresa, too.
I think Faith, and I think Leslie.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
gonna say
Leslie.
Faith and Leslie. That's what I'm going to say. Someone remind us of this, because we won't remember by the end of
this
season.
Not at all. And Susan is going to do a dance-off, and they're going to do the Hot Honey Rag.
Which, we'll be shocked they get the rights to that, but it actually will be from the movie of Chicago.
Her and April will do the Hot Honey Rag later.
Catherine Zeta-Jones will make an appearance.
Wait, that's the TVT time theme. Never mind. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Y'all, that's your Golden Bachelor show. If you enjoyed this, let us know. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you didn't enjoy it, then just change the channel.
Fuck off.
You can go to realitygaze.com. We cover shows like 90 Day Fiancé. Right now, Love is Blind. We put some episodes on the public feed, but it's on our RG Plus. That's our Patreon, Supercast, Apple subscriptions. Yep. You can find us.
We do Love After Lockup on our RG Plus and Welcome to Plathville.
Again, if you're new to us and you watch just network shows, you're going, what are these shitty shows? Don't knock it until you try it. Okay.
If you think, I'm a real trash person for watching my reality shows, I mostly do Bravo and Bachelor. You have no idea what kind of trash you have access to.
No idea. You've been eating caviar. It's time for you to have a Funyun and go, fuck, this is good.
Yeah, it's time for you to eat Hormel canned chili.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Over a Sonic hot dog. That's what I want now. All right, everybody. That's the show. Again, we appreciate this. So all that information can be found at realitygaze.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, TikTok, Reality Gaze. How are we going to end this show, Poodle? Do you have any ideas?
We can talk about it, but how about this? Next time, how about this? Join us next time when we ask ourselves, each of us ask the other, will you accept this rosebud?
That was grosser. I was going to say, will you accept this golden dick? But yeah, this rosebud.
No, it's got to be rosebud.
Yeah, this rosebud.
Again, please don't Google that at work. You might get fired.
You will get fired. Yeah. All right, y'all. We'll see you next episode.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?